Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you guys for listening in. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening. Those that are listening via my show page on blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show tonight. Have a great show lined up for you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. If you want to call into the show, guys, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. 301-58-3434. Call into the show, talk to me, come in on the subject, or just call in and say hello. I don't mind that as well. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, of course, on the blogtalkradio.com via my show page. If you are on my show page at this time, click on the link that says follow this show. Click on that, set that up, and you'll be able to follow the show daily with links from Blog Talk Radio giving you show notes about the day's episode. Also, you can follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Now, you can also follow the show on Twitter. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter handle at The Frank W Show. Okay? So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Call them today, 770-732-0244. You can also call into the show, guys, at 818-301-5834. Now, I do have the beef stir fry recipe up online. A lot of people have been asking me about it. It is up on my blog online, and you can find it at www.funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. That's funnyheads with an S, blog.blogspot.com. Okay? Go there and check it out. I believe you can print from that page. You could just print out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken now, I believe that you can print from that blog. Go ahead and print out that recipe, try it, and then go back to it and comment and let me know if you liked it or not, okay? It's a great recipe for a quick hitter during the week with you and your family. Hope you guys had a great day at work today. And know it's a lot of rain here in ATL, but I hope you guys are being safe. If you are in your car right now listening to the show, I hope that you have a hands-free device that you're able to listen to the show through. And not hanging on to that phone up to your ear. The best way to do it now, guys, is have your hands-free device. You know, you can listen and talk without holding the phone, and you'll be able to better concentrate on your driving. It's still distracting if you stay on it, you know, talking on it a while. But at least both your hands are free, okay? I want you to arrive to your destination in the peace that you live, wherever you live from, in. We want you to arrive at your destination in that same way, okay? All right, our show today, guys, our episode today is called Teenage Gay and Lesbian Kids. Now, I'm going to do a couple of things here. I'm going to talk from my heart on this subject, and I'm also going to talk from facts, statistics, that are out there about this teenage gay and lesbian phenomenon that's going around right now in your city, in your county, in your town. Your town is not immune to this situation, okay? And I say that because a lot of people think that they go and live in certain areas and certain things are not going to be there, but that's absolutely not true. Maybe it used to be way back, but nowadays everything happens in every community. No community is left out. Okay, no community is left out. And this thing of teenage gay and lesbian kids, and the reason I say kids is because they're anywhere from 12 to 18, 19 years old. And we know about, you know, adult gay and lesbian people, but, you know, they were teenage. They probably were teenage gay and lesbian people. And as they grew into adults, they continued that lifestyle. Now, the reason I'm doing this show is because one of my listeners asked me about this, gave me the idea for this show. So I said I'd think about it, and I did a bit of research and came up with some statistics that are startling, and at the same time wanted to, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I don't know how people become gay or lesbian. I don't know if it's something that you're born with. I don't know if it's something that you acquire. But my opinion is, listen, guys, my opinion is, and that's all it is an opinion. My opinion is that you develop this gay or lesbian tendencies over the years. And it's not something that you're born with. That's my opinion. Okay? You have your opinion. If yours differs from mine, that's fine. You can call into the show and talk about it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You know, another reason I did this show is because once my listener talked to me about it, I started thinking because, I've seen this teenage gay and lesbian firsthand. I witnessed to it. I used to attend quite a few of the high school basketball games here in my community. And they were there, okay? And it's, you know, it's girls, it's guys and girls, of course. But I believe the girls are a little bit more out front with it, so to speak, than guys are, or boys are. And I don't know if it's something that they think that because they're girls or because they're females, I'm going to say females, because they're females, that they think that it's not as frowned upon as males. Well, that's not true. You know, I believe females and males have their own roles. Roles, R-O-L-E-S. They have their own roles in life. And you have to maintain your lane in order to be straight, so to speak, and not get out of your lane. Reason that what I'm talking about is get out of your lane is you start to gravitate towards the same six, and you start to do a lot of things with the same six, and then you start to have feelings for the same six, and then, you know, certain things happen where you've got a girlfriend, and, you know, I'm talking about females. You have a girlfriend, and she may have had a boyfriend, and a boyfriend treated her like dirt. Then, you know, y'all end up talking about it, crying about it, and hugging about it, and things get out of control. That's just a thought on my part. And as parents, you have to watch your kids, know who their friends are, know what they're doing, or try to figure it out. You know, you start seeing some type of tendencies, then things get a little hairy, okay? So, some statistics that I found today. A national survey of 1,752 college students found 48% of self-identified gay and bisexual college students became aware of their sexual preference in high school, while 26% found their true sexuality in college. Let me repeat that, guys. This is the first statistic right off the bat. Out of 1,752 students, college students, 48% of them, that's almost half of them, they're self-identified gay and bisexual. Okay? And they became aware of their sexual preference in high school. That's why I'm talking about teenage, gay, and lesbian people. Okay? 26% found their sexuality in college. Okay? 20% of self-identified gay and bisexual men knew that they were gay or bisexual in junior high school. 20% of them, 20% of self-identified gay and bisexual men knew that they were gay or bisexual in junior high school. And 17% of those said they knew in grade school. So you got 20% said they knew in junior high, and 17% said they knew in grade school, come on now, how do you know in grade school? Y'all tell me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We're talking about teenage, gay, and lesbian kids. Now, 6% of self-identified gay or bisexual women knew that they were gay or bisexual in junior high school. And another 11% knew in grade school. That is off the charts. So you're looking at 37% men and 17% women that knew that they were bisexual or gay before high school. 37% men, 17% women knew that they were gay or bisexual before they made it to high school. that is off the charts, I think. Because when I was growing up, back in the day, I'm just going to say back in the day, I'm not going to date myself. When I was growing up back in the day, I don't remember even having not one in elementary school, in grade school, so to speak. I don't remember. Maybe there was, but I don't remember. Okay? Now, we didn't have junior high or middle school or anything like that when I was coming up. We had elementary school. Then you went from the 7th to the 8th grade, and you were in. At 8th grade, you started high school. So in 8th grade in high school, there were a few in high school that I knew were gay. Or that acted gay. I had women tendencies. All right? And I knew some ladies, some girls, females, that were also had lesbian tendencies in high school. But I didn't know any in grade school. These folks talking about in grade school. Okay? A study of 394, this is sexual behaviors, a study of 394 self-identified bisexual and homosexual adolescents in the 7th to 12th grades who participated in the Minnesota Adolescent Health Survey found 35.8% of younger girls, younger was identified as 14 years of age or younger, and 14.3% of younger boys reported having had any kind of sexual experience with a male. Wow. Wow. For older adolescents, half of the boys and girls reported fantasizing exclusively about the opposite gender, while 41.6% of older girls and 36.4% of older boys reported fantasizing about both genders. Okay? This is, I'm going to have to do a second show on this. A study of 9th to 12th grade public high school students in the Massachusetts youth risk behavior surveillance found gay, lesbian, and this is no different, guys, in all the states. All the states have these problems. Gay, lesbian, and bisexual orientation was associated with having had sexual intercourse before 13 years of age. Gay, lesbian, and bisexual orientation was associated with having sexual intercourse with four or more partners, both in a lifetime and in the past 3 months. Okay? Now, these guys are also getting threatened and having violent things done against them. Sexual abuse. A study of 394 self-identified bisexual and homosexual adolescents in the 7th to 12th grade. The proportion of younger respondents, ages 14 years of age or younger, with a history of sexual abuse was almost four times greater among girls than boys. None of the younger boys and 42.1% of the younger girls who reported a history of sexual abuse discussed the abuse with someone. See, this sexual abuse that happens in the home is something that can turn someone, okay, the other way. I believe that. And that's very unfortunate. They have a caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits of 328. 404-328. Caller, you're on the air with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hi, how are you, Frank? Not sure what's going on, but interesting topic you have, and I was just listening to the show, that's all.
Okay, well, thank you for listening in. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, also that in a study of 9th to 12th grade public high school students, gay, lesbian, and bisexual youth were more than three times as likely to have attempted suicide in the past 12 months. Now, they just doing these studies on gay, lesbian, and bisexual youth. Substance abuse. A study of public high school students in the 9th to 12th grade. Gay, lesbian, and bisexual orientation was associated with an increased lifetime frequency of use of cocaine, crack, anabolic steroids, inhalants, illegal and injectable drugs. Also, they found that gay, lesbian, and bisexual youth were more likely to report using tobacco, marijuana, and cocaine before 13 years of age. That is mind-blowing. This is the perception of school personnel. In a random sample of high school health teachers, one in five surveyed said that students in their classes often used abusive language when describing homosexuals. A national study of secondary school counselors' perception of adolescent homosexuals found that 25% perceived that teachers exhibited significant prejudice toward homosexual students, and that 41% believed that schools were not doing enough to help gay and lesbian students adjust to their school environment. In a random sample of high school health teachers, one-third perceived the schools were not doing enough to help homosexual adolescents. In a study of gay and lesbian adolescents, 14 to 21 years of age, 23% of females and 25% of males reported that they were able to talk to their school counselors about their sexual orientation. Now, guys, I there's a lot more to this. I can go on and on with this. My thing, and I got about a minute in the show, my thing is that you be aware of your kids, or if there are kids out there who are listening to the show right now, guys, be aware of being with the same sex, okay? Get some help if that's what you're feeling. Try to get some help. Go talk to your parents about help. Parents, talk to your kids. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Tune in 23 and a half hours. I'll be back with you again. Good night.
Got to be. about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget to reach me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now.